Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking, and maybe it means the end of winter. Spring is here. You can smell it in the air. You can see pollen everywhere falling down. But what we do see are the sprouts of green on the bare branches in the trees. We see the tulips. We see everything starting to bloom, and all is going well because Doc Holliday is running for Congress. United States Representative, I'm running in a special election in North Mississippi, North Mississippi's District 1, and I want to let you know that we're happy that you're listening to us. We got some new listeners because you are listening to what's going on in the campaign. It's about the only campaign going on in the country now for federal offices, but it is going hot and heavy because 13 candidates have qualified. I'm one of 13 in an incredibly fast election coming up on May the 12th. And I am getting my message out. One of the reasons you're listening, because you want to hear what Doc Holliday has to say. Well, I'm Dr. Ed Holliday. I am the host of Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. We've had some special shows because this is a special time in my life, in your life, in the life of America, and especially in the life of North Mississippi. We have about 750,000 residents in District 1, Congressional District 1, and I'm saying surely someone within our district can represent us, and I believe I'm the best candidate for the job. And that's why I'm here and going to explain some things on today's show about the IRS. Why should we abolish the IRS? We're going to give you some reasons why. And I do have a special guest that's going to be with us this week and next week as we talk about the IRS. He is a former congressman for 18 years, represented a district in Georgia. Before he was a congressman, he was also a dentist. Guess who is also a dentist and running for Congress? Well, I will tell you his name is John Linder. John Linder is the author of The Fair Tax. Over the last few years, the last 10, 15 years, you've heard of The Fair Tax. Well, John Linder is the author. He knows it backwards and forwards. He knows the IRS is just, it needs to be gone. We got to get rid of it. And that's why I, so far as I know, the only candidate that's running out of 13 that says we need to abolish the IRS. We're going to talk with former Congressman John Linder on this show, and we're going to let you understand. He'll tell you some of the reasons why we need to get rid of the IRS. I'm going to tell you that. Why is it abusive? And then later in the show, I got my first campaign commercial. We're going to run that so you can listen to that. And we also have some exciting news to tell you about how the campaign's going. We'll do that on the second half of the show. But I got to get started with why the IRS should be abolished. But before I get into that, let me first remind you the world is still an unstable place. And we've looked around. We see that President Obama and his administration, his Secretary of State, John Kerry, is still trying to get a deal with Iran. And I hope we all know what the deal is before it's done. I hope Congress gets a say in it. The United States Senate has to approve any treaties with another country. So surely President Obama doesn't think he can just, like a dictator, make a treaty with another country. Very important to see what's going on there. Now, we're speaking of Iran and a treaty, but we have to, when we're talking about Iran, we have to talk about the Middle East and what's going on. Well, I don't see ISIS getting any smaller. It seems to be expanding. The extremists are attracting people from around the world that want to join their extreme ideology. And the ISIS, the Islamic State of ISIS, is growing. And I have to tell you that it's scary. It's scary for me to know just how barbaric these people are of slaughtering humans, just slaughtering them as if they're animals. And we've seen this before in the era of the Nazis. And we thought, well, surely nobody could be as bad as the Nazis. But it's as if the Nazi syndrome from World War II has been come back alive like a monster coming up out of the grave, or like a mummy unwrapping itself. It seems like these Nazi monsters are back in the ground, and they call themselves ISIS. That's what it seems like, what it appears to be. But let me go ahead and with the show, because we got to tell you why you're listening, is because in today's show we're saying the IRS must be abolished. And the reason why, what is it? Well, reason number one, Americans are sick and tired of having the complication of doing their taxes and having to hire someone to give the government money that they made. Now, we know every government has to have taxes. Ben Franklin said one thing certain is death and taxes. We know you got to have taxes, but can't we have them made simple? Cannot they be as least injurious as possible to the businesses of America? And the IRS is so inefficient, it is so obtuse and old-fashioned, and I'm telling you the best thing to do is to get rid of the IRS. There's plans out there, and next week's show we'll talk about some of the plans with former Congressman John Linder. But I want you to listen to a conversation I had with John Linder first, and talking some about the IRS, and then I'm going to zero in after he speaks some of the very things that when we've had Brian Brown from the National Organization Marriage on an exclusive right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we can tell you about criminal activity within the IRS proven by a judge, and the criminals more than likely are still there because nobody's trying to get rid of the criminals within the IRS. You can talk about Lois Lerner. Is she a criminal? Well, she's pled the fifth. Nobody seems to want to get anything else. The IRS seems to be stonewalling right here. So let me just say we have got an exciting show that you need to listen to this week and next week. Of course, we always want you to listen to us. But with April 15th coming up, yes, listen this show. And next week, we're going to really kick it in the shin. Okay, take a listen. Hey, nothing like some music from the old movie Rocky to get you fired up, like Rocky Balboa. Let's go against the giant. Let us go against those political pundits, against those who said that only money, whoever has the most money, will win the election in the first congressional district. Won't happen. The people are smarter than that. It's not the money and the amount of money, it's who's got the message, the heart, and the soul. And yes, we can raise some money to match those and what's needed. But what is really important is to make sure the people of District 1 will elect one of their own. We don't have to go outside the district. Yes, there's a couple candidates that live outside of Mississippi's Congressional District 1. But why would we want somebody to be our representative? And then they got their representative. If that's not double representation, I'm not going to worry about that. But I am going to say that we can find someone in our own district to represent us. I think people across the district will just say, hey, why let somebody from another district represent us? And another thing, we have a bunch of lawyers in this race. I love my attorney friends. I need my attorney friends. But as far as Washington, D.C., I think there's too many attorneys. Stop electing politicians. Stop electing attorneys. Let's get some people with some business experience and get in there and let's get this race run. Now, what we need is the reason why we should abolish the IRS. The frustrations that everybody has to do. Think of businesses year long, all the year long. They have people they hire just to go over tax codes for the entire year. Is that productivity for American businesses? No. And there's so many reasons why. It's just obtuse and it's too long of a process and it's too tedious. And if you mess up, the IRS is breathing down your throat. And what happens? So many people fear the IRS. They fear, they live in fear of the IRS. That shouldn't be that people live in fear of a government entity. But it's happening. And it has been for years, but it's getting worse. Why is it getting worse? Well, it's not only having to live under fear of the IRS and everything you do. It's knowing that they abused our citizens. Look at the conservative movements and freedom movements that came out in 2009 and 10, and so many applied to get some nonprofit status, and the IRS sit on anything that said Tea Party or freedom, and what they did was abuse our citizens. Now, did it come from the top? Who knows? I mean, you almost think it'd have to come from the top in some way. There's nothing proven, but this is what's so sad. There's been no one to go to jail after hundreds of people claimed abuse. And I know we've talked about Becky Gerritsen out of Wetumpka, Alabama. I've talked about her on this show. I've been to Wetumpka, Alabama. I've been part of the freedom movement there as I was part of a group there a couple years ago. And then we found out what the IRS was up to. Lois Lerner came out and admitted that they were abusing the conservative groups. Now, why did she come out and admit it? Well, they knew people is about the story is about to break. So she tried to break it first and make it where it wasn't so such a bad deal. And, you know, maybe it'll work because she's pled the fifth. It doesn't look like she's going to pay for any price for cheating people within the IRS and possibly committing criminal fraud. Listen, we know there's been a felony committed because we know. And we've had Brian Brown on his show, the National Organization for Marriage. And we helped break the story a couple years ago that someone within the IRS leaked out their information to political opponents. And it just so happens the political opponent who got the information was a co-chair of President Barack Obama's re-election campaign of 2012. Do you think anybody has been fingered or caught or said, hey, we know who the culprit is? No, a federal judge made the IRS pay the National Organization of Marriage for $50,000. But, you know, no one is trying to sort out who gave out the information. The person who got it pleaded the Fifth Amendment. So wouldn't you think if you were the head of the IRS, you would want your image not to be tarnished? And yet we know a felony was committed by someone within the IRS. And as far as we know, that someone's still working there. How many other people is he abusing? Why do we allow a felon to keep working within the IRS and abusing people? Whoever he or she has abused someone. And we don't know who it is. And the IRS doesn't seem to want or even care about the information being leaked. Like, oh, well, big whoop-de-doo. That's not a big whoop-de-doo. That's why we need to look at the IRS and the abolishment of the IRS, because we cannot trust them and they're abusing the citizens. And how many times have they been before Congress, congressional hearings, and we've heard the IRS say, well, Lois Lerner's emails are gone forever. We're sorry. They were erased and all the servers were erased and reused as government protocol. And all along, someone had to know that, yes, they were backups. And so now they're reclaiming and finding Lois Lerner's emails. And yet the IRS told us that they were gone. Why? Why would they tell us they were gone? And why would they tell under oath that they were gone? Well, I just believe the IRS is way out of control. Way, way in the dark ages when it comes to how to run a government. So inefficient. And we're going to talk about that with, I told you, former Congressman John Linder. But first, I want you to listen to this first ad of the holiday campaign, Holiday for Congress. Before you listen to that ad, let me remind you, you can go to DocHolidayForCongress.com, and you can like us on Facebook, Doc Holiday for Congress on Facebook. But go there, and on the DocHolidayForCongress.com, there's a donate page. Listen, my listeners, every week, week after week, year after year, you've heard conservative input, conservative commentary. We've had people on the show, exclusive interviews with people you won't hear anywhere else, the things that you hear on this show. I never ask you for money, and now I need you. For those who have known through all the years, now's the time I need you most. I'm not asking for boodles of money. Of course, the limit is $2,600 for someone to contribute to a federal campaign. Not asking for that. I'll take it, though. I'll take it. But if every listener would give $10, every listener would give $20 to Doc Holiday for Congress, we would be able to really get out our message in a mighty way. Little hinges swing open great big doors. Your little hinges of $10 and $20 can swing open great big doors to get a constitutional conservative that you know and you've learned to trust over the years, listening to this show week after week. You can get me into Congress, Doc Holiday for Congress. You can go there on the donate page. It's very easy. And we'd love for you to go on there, and you can donate with your credit card. We take the credit card. We take electronic check. And if you want to do the old-fashioned snail mail, we got our address there, and you can copy the address and send your contribution, Doc Holiday for Congress. And I want you to understand, this is a team effort. You, my listeners, and we've put this show together, and over the years, it's been your encouragement that's kept me to dig in deeper into these political issues. And what I want to do is be able to go to Washington, D.C. and stand up for the people of District 1. And as I stand up for the people of District 1, we'll have a firm, strong, solid, conservative voice for all of America. So I need your help now. Please go there. Donate. This campaign is going incredibly fast. The election is May 12th. We need you now more than ever. So help us. $10, $20. It would be tremendous if all the listeners would just give me $10 or $20 to help get this campaign finished up in a mighty way. Thank you for those who've contributed, and we look forward to hearing from the rest of you. Now, I do want to play this 30-second ad, and then we're going to go into our program as we talk about the IRS and why it should be abolished with former Congressman John Linder. I'm Dr. Ed Holiday, a constitutional conservative running for Congress. As your congressman, I will champion conservative principles and North Mississippi values like repealing and replacing Obamacare, providing a strong national defense, defending our right to keep and bear arms, and defending the unborn, and working to abolish the IRS. On May 12th, remember this for sure, Washington is sick and Doc Holiday has the cure. I'm Ed Holiday, and I approve this message.
Remember, the special election is May 12th, paid for by Holiday for Congress.
Hello.
Hey, is this John?
Yes, it is.
Hey, John. Ed Holiday here.
How are you?
I am doing great. Busy since I jumped in this congressional race, but
yeah.
doing great. You probably know better than I do how I'm feeling.
Just keep at it.
First thing I want to ask you, John, as far as being a congressman, you were a dentist before you were a congressman.
That's correct.
So how did being a dentist prepare you for Congress?
No different than any other profession. If you pay attention to your patients, just like you pay attention to your clients or your customers, that transfers pretty well to Congress. You're working for a lot of people, and
right.
You need to listen to them and pay attention to them. I know you're a dentist, and the skill you get for dealing with patients and caring about them is going to transfer just beautifully into Congress.
One of the things we're looking at, John, and I know you were there for 18 years in the halls of Congress. I believe that's the right amount of
time.
That's
correct. That's correct.
We have heard people complain about the IRS. We've seen, and these last couple of years, we've seen abuses to the conservative element of our country. We've seen the IRS being elusive to scrutiny from Congress. And if we got rid of the IRS, if we just abolish it, that seems simple, but can it be done? Can we abolish the IRS?
We did just fine in this country until 1913 when we passed the IRS and established it. We funded the country on excise taxes, on tariffs. There are plenty of ways to fund the country. Let me just say that the IRS has become a criminal enterprise.
Wow, yeah.
And cannot be fixed. It needs to be put away. Just like a rabid dog, it simply cannot be fixed. It's being run by a union whose interest is in their pay and their benefits and their bonuses. I don't know when we started giving bonuses in Washington, but some of these people do as well on bonuses as they do on their salary. And when you're working for bonuses, the only person you're trying to please is that one person over you who has the authority to decide how much your bonus is going to be, and they could care less about the rest of us under them. The IRS needs to be put away, and we could fund the government through, I do not support tariffs, but that's worked in the past. I'm a big free trader. We have most of Europe is funding its ongoing operations with the value-added tax. I'm not particularly fond of the value-added tax, but it's better than the one we've got.
Well, you talk about, John, you're talking about it being a criminal enterprise, and of course, you're talking about working for bonuses, and I thought everybody who worked at the IRS worked for the taxpayers. But that
well, they work for that guy who determines what their bonus is going to be. And as long as they keep that person happy, they're fine. And some of those bonuses are $40,000, $50,000 a year. We need to take a hard look at just the whole idea of the bonuses and how far it got right out of hand. But the IRS, it's a felony. Mm-hmm. To give anybody's protected tax information to anyone else. And there are 2,500 approximately emails from the IRS to the White House that cannot be turned over to Congress's investigation because the Inspector General said that would be breaking a law because that would be transferring protected tax information, which means the IRS sent that protected tax information to the White House.
And we know on this show, John, in the past, we've talked about, well, the National Organization for Marriage. And they leaked out, someone leaked out specifically to opponents their protected information. A judge found the IRS guilty, or made them pay $50,000. But the thing is, whoever the criminal is, there's been no... that was a felony offense, like you said.
And you can't fire them.
And they're still working. I mean, yeah. We don't know who it is. There's
correct.
Been no investigation. And so how many other criminals are working in the IRS and nobody seems to care?
Well, we also know that the IRS, Lois Lerner, our famous IRS person,
right,
met with the people in the Justice Department to try and find an angle to file felony charges against these conservative interest groups that wanted to file for a 501c4
right.
tax exemption. They tried to find a way they could charge them with a felony, and in the course of this investigation, they sent 1 million documents to the FBI for their investigating. That was illegal. That was a felony for them to do that, and they did it anyway. I'm one who believes that people will not make a decision in their business relationships and their job if they think that their boss will be so offended that they'd fire them over it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so I leave that to others to decide, but I'm convinced that the boss, ultimately the White House, knew everything that was going on, maybe winked about it, but the people who committed these felonies in the IRS knew that they would be protected.
And I mean, we still to this day don't know who they are, don't know they'll ever be guilty, or don't even know they'll ever go to trial. Probably won't. I mean,
well, when you have Attorney General who's willing to be found in contempt of Congress himself, personally, he's not going to care much about pursuing the law.
Well, getting back to the IRS and abolishing, of course, now to abolish it, we'd have to get rid of the amendment that brought it into law.
Have to repeal the 16th Amendment. And it's my view that people of the United States would do that. In fact, there's an effort underway to get a convention under Article 5 of the Constitution to have the states meet. If 34 states sign a memorialization to Congress for an Article 5 convention, Congress is bound to call it, and they would meet in convention. And it's my view that they would move quickly to address some of these things that Congress is simply unwilling to do.
Well, and you were a member of Congress for 18 years, and it just seems it's sort of so unusual that the Congress is supposed to be a third of the branch of government, and it seems like the executive has got overbearing and stepping and encroaching on the Congress's responsibility, and yet Congress seems like they can't do anything about it. And
well, you know what? It really comes down to...
What's that?
It comes down to a unit impeacher guy. That's all it really comes down to. And if you've got to impeach a president, you have to have some people in his own party that are willing to say the country goes first. Mm-hmm. We learned in the Clinton impeachment when it got to the Senate that not a single Democrat would vote to convict, and that's the case today. So why go through that exercise in the House
right. And
have the Senate freeze it? The efforts to freeze his money, you had Harry Reid running the Senate and just not bringing up bills. And they knew that the media would blame Republicans in the House for all the problems that the Senate created, and that, in fact, was true. My view is that when Ted Cruz was instrumental in shutting down the government, it was a huge success.
You feel like that was a success?
Absolutely. Nobody missed any government. Mm-hmm. Nobody missed the thing. Mm-hmm. I think one person was laid off. That was over sequester. That was over the crushing sequester. One person lost his job. Nobody missed the government one bit. Nobody missed it over the shutdown. And in fact, the country came back and gave the Republicans a pretty hefty election turnout, and gave them the majority in the Senate again with a huge vote. Republicans today hold more seats than ever nationwide than since 1928. There are 99 legislative bodies at the state level in the United States, and the Republicans control 68 or 69 of them. So it wasn't a huge political setback for that shutdown, and they should do more of that. I think the one thing that I am hoping they'll do now, since you got to fund the government, you got to pay the bills.
Right.
I would like to see the Senate say, as long as the president is going to continue to act extra-legally, unconstitutionally, on issues such as immigration, we're not even going to take up for discussion any of his appointments. We'll take those up. We'll pass the bills. We'll pass the spending bill, keep it open. We just won't take up any of his judge appointments or any other appointments for even consideration until he reverses himself on that decision he made on amnesty.
And if you say that, of course, the press will be going, well, Republicans are shutting down the government, and they're just blaming Republicans over and over.
They'll blame the Republicans, of course. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Who cares? Nobody reads the media anymore. Nobody trusts the media anymore. Most people get their information the same way you do, through the Internet.
And that's what we're doing right here, providing information on Internet radio. That was former Congressman John Linder, also a dentist who went into Congress. And maybe it's time for another dentist to go into Congress. With Doc Holliday for Congress, go check out our website. And I do want to say that I think we've had a good show to understand how the IRS is abusing Americans, is abusing you and me, and just the complicated forms in small businesses. You know, we can't pay for hiring people to help us figure out the IRS throughout the year. Of course, accountants have to help us, But I'm talking about, why should we have to put all the money into all this complex paperwork? And if you wonder what the reason is and what the solution is, and as Doc Holliday would say, what is the cure for the IRS? Well, and when we want to get a tooth out, we see a tooth, there's no way it can be saved, and we say, well, give it the cold steel and sunshine. And you get the forceps on, the tooth out, and let it get out in the sunshine so that patient can heal up. Well, that's what the IRS is. It's like a bad tooth in America's jaw, and it's time to get that bad tooth out. It can't be reformed. It can't have a root canal. It is busted. It has got a crack in it, and there's no way to save it. It's time to get the IRS out, abolish it. And guess what? Next week, we will have Congressman John Linder again helping to explain to us the differences and ways that we can replace the IRS with common sense solutions that will empower our economy. Wonderful show coming up next week. You got to listen to that. In a week when taxes are due, what a great time. What a great time we're going to have listening to ways. And I'll be discussing with former Congressman John Linder the ways that we can replace the IRS. So my friends and my opponents in this first congressional race, those who won't endorse abolishing the IRS because they're concerned about what will we do, listen to next week's show. I will tell you, along with the help of former Congressman John Linder, and I want you to understand, this race is something that is needed where a constitutional conservative can win, and I am that constitutional conservative. If you vote in Mississippi's first congressional district, write it down now. Go out and tell your friends and neighbors and get people excited from DeSoto County, Mississippi, all the way down to Lowndes County. And for those who live outside of Mississippi's congressional district number one, you can help. $10, $20, what you can send to DocHolidayForCongress.com. Do it right now. You'll be glad you did. And there's one thing I want you to remember, and I want you to remember this for sure. Washington is sick, and Doc Holliday has the cure.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.